This is fresh air. Ringo Starr has released a new album of country songs called Look Up. It's a collaboration with producer T-Bone Burnett, who wrote many of the songs, and it features appearances by Alison Krauss and a new young bluegrass star, Billy Strings. Ringo recently taped a country special that will air on CBS in the spring, and in February, he'll make his debut at Nashville's Grand Ole Opry. Not bad for an 84-year-old ex-Beatle. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Look Up.
It's a long way down, and there's no bottom. You had the blues, but you forgot.
Fans have known of Ringo Starr's love of country music ever since he had the Fab Four cover the Buck Owens hit Act Naturally in 1965, singing a rare lead vocal. Look Up isn't even Ringo's first country album. That was way back in 1970. It was called Boku of Blues and was more self-conscious and lugubrious than the new one, which radiates the confidence and ease that an aging professional can bring to his material.
Every time I think about you, I never want to live without you. And every time you come around, I'm spellbound. I'm spellbound. Yeah. When I see you on the boulevard, my spirit flies and my heart beats hard with a love that's deathless.
While producer T-Bone Burnett has written most of the music here, he and Ringo have selected some clever new songs, including a couple by an old pro, Billy Swan. Swan will forever be known for one beautiful number one hit, I Can Help, from 1974. Swan's always charming songwriting yields this lovely interlude called You Want Some.
Well, I got love to give. That's a better than none. You want some. You want some.
What makes Ringo such an effective country vocalist? Well, the rhythmic sense that made him a great rock drummer guides the way he phrases, giving a country lyric the air necessary to breathe life into the story it's telling. Freed from the demands of rock and roll volume when singing with the Beatles, Ringo's crooning possesses the kind of relaxed authority that usually only a genius like Willie Nelson or Ray Charles can make sound so easy.
I used to have a true love, everything was fine. But now she's found a new love, she's no longer mine. I thought it was forever, but she had other plans. Now these arms are empty, and I've got time on my hands. I turned my collar up, kept my eyes turned down. I walked the empty streets, the blue side of town. When she was my baby, I was a busy man. But she slipped through my fingers, and I've got time on my hands.
Ringo spent a good chunk of his post-Beatle career fronting a series of what he calls his all-star bands with a rotating cast of rock stars. The 11 songs on Look Up feature less glitzy, but no less strong support from Nashville vets like bassist Dennis Crouch, pedal steel player Paul Franklin, and younger budding stars like guitarist-singer Molly Tuttle and bluegrass guitar phenomenon Billy Strings. Strings' most recent album, released late last year, Highway Prayers, has brought him a larger audience than bluegrass usually attracts. The biggest guest star on this album is Alison Krauss, with whom Ringo hits an emotional peak on this collection called Thankful.
I needed a friend to help me along. I needed somebody here to help me sing my song. Now I have good days, I'm changing my ways, and it's a beautiful day here in California. And when you came along, a shelter from the storm,
the gratitude that Ringo expresses on Thankful is what has made him such a beloved figure. He always came across as the most modest Beatle, grateful he'd lucked into being a member of the most influential rock band in history. But his underrated talent, his quietly persistent hard work over the years, it's all contributed to the strength of this collection, in which Ringo Starr emphasizes the value of simple, straightforward sincerity.
Ken Tucker reviewed Ringo Starr's new country album called Look Up. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, our guest will be Harvard professor and MacArthur fellow Imani Perry. Her new book is called Black and Blues, How a Color Tells the Story of My People. Perry's last book, South to America, won the National Book Award for Nonfiction in 2022. I hope you'll join us. Our co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross.
When you go away, as night turns into day.